And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is good.
That's good. So, beautiful. The summer is just about starting.
Wet summer.
The wet, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine. Whatever comes.
That's right. You know, there's two things that you can never complain about. One of them is the weather, and I forgot the other one.
Your wife.
Well, hey, it was your choice, right?
Yeah. So, Parshat Beshalach.
Yes, Parshat Shlach.
Shlach, I'm sorry. Shlach.
No, you know, there's two of them very similar.
Yeah, there's Beshalach and Shlach,
And it is, and this Torah portion is a phenomenal story that a lot of people know, is that Moses sends the 12 spies to the land of Canaan.
Yeah.
To scout out the land before the Jews are going to move into the land of Canaan and then Israel. And 40 days later, you know, they return carrying huge clusters of grapes and pomegranate and fig to report on the lush, bountiful land. But 10 of the spies warn that the inhabitants, the people that are there of the land, are giants and warriors, and they're more powerful than we are. And only Kalev and Yehoshua insist that the land can be conquered as God has commanded. Now, if we think about it, it's very interesting. God tells Moses, send forth the men, if you please, and let them spy out the land. And he chose, you know, distinguished princesses and instructed them to determine whether the inhabitants were strong or weak, few or numerous. And they reported back that the land flowed with milk and honey, but that the cities were fortified, their inhabitants powerful, a land of giants. Obviously something we're not going to be able to even conquer. And Kalev and Yehoshua calmed the people and assured them of the victory. And the others, though, gave an evil report that the land devours its inhabitants, and they complained bitterly that it would have been better to have died in Egypt. All the Jews are saying, why do you want us to go to this land? It's impossible for us to conquer them.
Yeah.
Now, having reported their honest, quote-unquote, assessment of what's going to happen, God became very angry. And all of those above the age of 20 would die in the wilderness. And further, as a punishment, because the spies' mission took 40 days, the nation would wander aimlessly in the wilderness for 40 years. And the spies themselves, obviously, then, as is brought down, would die in a plague. So it's interesting, if you think about it, what mortal sin did the spies commit? If they actually believed that the land was unconquerable, that was their opinion. What sin was there that there's so much devastation that had to happen afterwards, you know, 40 years, people dying? This was their opinion in regards to if they would be able to conquer. So really, what was the sin that they did? And it's interesting, you know, if we think about it, the Jews are all, prepared to enter the land of Israel, and God is convinced that they will succeed in creating a Jewish homeland, but then everything begins to unravel. You know, in last week's Torah portion, we talked about the Jews complaining for no reason. They didn't have the food, and then the birds came, so on and so forth. And we all know that when people start complaining for no reason, the bad things are about to happen. Yet, God still trusts the people and commands Moses to send the princes of to send the princes of each tribe to scout out the land.
Yeah.
And these 12 princesses were not spies, as is commonly translated. They were scouts whose job was to bring back an accurate assessment of the land and its inhabitants.
And which one of them represented the tribe?
So each one represented Reuben, Shimon, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So each one represented the 12 tribes. Two of them obviously came back saying a good report, the other 10 negative report.
Yeah.
Now at the beginning of their report, they did exactly as they were commanded. They described the land and the giants that lived there, the cities they said were well fortified, and they were right. They said nothing wrong. But all of this would have been fine had the conclusion of the report led the people to believe that in spite of the intimidating circumstances, God would lead the people into the land. If they would have ended there, their job, that, you know, the cities are fortified, the land is full of giants, okay, end of story. However, instead they reported that due to what they had seen, the Jews would never be able to conquer the land. And to compound the problem, the Jews who listened to this report did not reprimand the scouts and reassure one another that God would lead them into the land. Rather, they cried out of a sense of desperation. It was at that point that God recognized that the people who had experienced the slavery of Egypt did not have faith and the confidence to enter the land of Israel. So at that moment of time, God decided that the generation of slaves could not enter the land. However, God came to his decision, really, if you think about it, only after giving this generation every chance to rise to their occasion. God forgave them so many times. God gave them so many chances. But they still were convinced by these tribes. So did the spies commit a terrible sin, a terrible thing that they did? Absolutely. Because when they came back saying that this was, the cities are fortified, so on and so forth, and ended that there, they would have done what they were sent on that mission, everything would have been fine. But they then added their own 2 cents. But we think that it's going to be impossible for us to conquer them. And if we think about it, that is really not our job. Our job, if we, as the Midrash says, is we need to make a dwelling place for God in the lowly realms in this world. And we came to this planet to imbue your eating and sleeping, your comments and your money and your government with a holy and godly purpose. And therefore, if God is saying that we are going to take us, he's going to take us into the land of Egypt, into the land of Israel, we are going to get there. We need to do what we have to do to get there. Obviously, if God is telling us, he will give us that assurance. He's giving us that assurance. And he will give us those miracles that are needed to fight against whatever we have to do. And that's something, such an important lesson in our lives. That when God is instructing us to do something, we do it. We might understand or we might not understand it. But we do it out of love for our Father. And ultimately, God is going to help us. Ultimately, God is going to guide us and make sure that we get there.
That is called Emunah Shlema.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the same thing that the Jews, we said on Shavuot a couple of weeks ago. Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and then we'll understand.
Yeah.
First we need to do what God wants us to do. Not come to with our own conclusion. Can we do it? Is it going to be good for us? Is it not going to be good for us? Will we get in the land? Won't get in the land? Are we going to conquer them? Are we going to be killed? God tells us we're going to get into the land. We go forward. We will get into the land. God will help us get into the land. God's going to give us a challenge in life. We move forward to overcome that challenge. We will overcome that challenge with God's help. But we need to make that first step. And that's something that is so important where the spies missed a little bit.
And Rabbi, what about services in Sha'arei Shamayim?
Services is at 7:30. Friday evening and Shabbat morning 9:30, as well as Sundays at 8:15 followed by breakfast, and Monday and Thursday in the Parrot's House in the JCC, adjacent to the JCC, is the morning minion at 7:15 a.m. Good way to start off the day.
Yeah, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yep. Be well.
Thank
Have
you.
A good week. Bye bye.